Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for the Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Good evening and welcome to Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. I'm Derek Jones with you for the Mitch Henderson Show as we take an inside look at the world of Princeton University Tigers basketball. A lot to get to since last time we joined you a week ago. And remember, we are with you each and every Tuesday night because of last night's activity at Jadwin Gymnasium between Princeton and Penn. No show last night. We'll be back on our regular Tuesday schedule next Tuesday right here at Winbury's starting at 6 p.m. But the aforementioned contest between Princeton and Penn is where we will start matters. But before we get there, just a few quick reminders. Coming up in just a little bit, you will hear from the Director of Basketball Operations for Princeton University, Chris Mongelia. You will also hear from John Bullis as well from the Athletics Communication Department. And a lot of fun here coming up, headed your way on the Mitch Henderson Show. And, of course, later on you will hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers himself, Mitch Henderson. So the Tigers take a tough loss yesterday by the score of 82-65 to Penn. And in that game, the key was the start. You look at the start of that contest, 11-0 in the beginning for the Quakers. And it became really kind of a chasing your tail type game where it's going back and forth, trying to get back into it and regain the lead. And briefly, the Tigers had a lead at 31-30, but they led for all of 15 seconds in the game last night. And as a result, they lost that lead right away. Penn, at that point, goes into halftime up 40-35 after a last-second put back by Miles Stevens to cut the deficit to 5. The Tigers at that point just could not get the momentum going again in the second half. Penn was impressive. I mean, you look at what they were able to do in that first matchup, the 76-70 win back in early January against the Tigers. It was more of the same. And really, one of the things that has been an issue here for the Tigers over the last couple of games against Penn, they have not led a lot in these three games. You go back to the game last night, the game in January against Penn, and then all the way back to the Ivy League semifinal a season ago, and it's been really Penn dictating the pace of play. They have led for a good chunk of the 125 minutes of action over the last three games. In fact, the Tigers have only led for about 6.5 minutes total in those three games, which shows you just how impressive Penn has been. And, you take a look at how the game played out from an offensive perspective for the Quakers. They were led by Darnell Foreman, who had 21 points, one of five Quakers in double figures. And Penn is a team that doesn't get a ton of help from their bench. You have Foreman with 21, A.J. Broder with 17, and then Ryan Bentley with 14. Bentley's their lead guy in the Ivy League this season, averaging about 16 points per game in Ivy League contests. 14, he was somewhat quiet at times in the game, but in the end, a lot of the numbers came out even for him. 3 of 6 from downtown to help lead the Penn Quakers, who are now 6-0 in the Ivy League. And we'll get to what last night's loss means for the Tigers in a moment here, because it's a tough one. And I think when you look at the totality of the five games and 9-day stretch, a lot of this is against top-tier competition in the Ivy League, and that's one of the frustrating things from the Princeton perspective. You're trying to figure out where you stand in the course of the league, and right now they have lost the two games this season against the Penn Quakers. You take a look at the Tigers last night offensively, led by Miles Stevens, 20 points for the Tigers, 15 for Amir Bell. And overall, outside of those two, it was tough going elsewhere. Devin Candy was held in check, 8 points, just 1 of 5 from 3, 1 of 3 elsewhere. Overall, just 2 of 8 shooting the rock. And that was one of the big keys to success for the Penn Quakers, holding Kennedy in check. And then you look at the three-point shooting percentage. Talking to assistant coach Brett McConnell after the game was over, he had mentioned the struggles shooting from three in that first 7 of 21 back in January in the loss to Penn. And then now you take a look at last night's game, 7 of 25 from downtown, and those things culminating in Princeton's 82-65 loss to Penn. It's the first time since 2009 Penn has won at Princeton. And it caps really a crazy back-to-back run for the Tigers at Jadwin Gymnasium. This closed out a six-game homestand for the Tigers. But you look at the last two games, last night against Penn, and then you go back to Saturday against Brown in that wild overtime loss, 102-100. The Tigers have taken a couple of tough losses here, and as you look at the Ivy League standings, I think a couple of things stand out here for you. So as it looks, and we'll get to the top four, or excuse me, the cluster for the fourth spot in a second, but Penn at 6-0 in the Ivy League, Harvard at 5-1, and of course a big one with Princeton and Harvard coming up on Friday. And then from there, you have a three-way tie for third place. Princeton, Brown, and Columbia are all tied at 3-3. Then Yale is at 2-4. Cornell is also at 2-4. And Dartmouth is at 0-6. Dartmouth right now is the only team where you could say with some sort of confidence is in big trouble as far as getting into the top four goes. Everyone else, it's pretty much an open conversation. And I think, you know, one of the things you have to take a look at here from the Princeton standpoint, all these games are big, there's no doubt about that. But in the month of February, things shift from being at home a lot to now being on the road. You have six of the next eight games for the Tigers will be away from Jadwin Gymnasium. Harvard on Friday night, Dartmouth on Saturday night. The following week, Cornell and Columbia back-to-back in New York. And then you come back home on the 23rd and the 24th for Harvard and Dartmouth, and then you hop into the month of March to close out the regular season against Brown and Yale. So an interesting run coming up here for the Tigers. A lot of basketball left to be played, and one of the big differences with the Ivy League tournament this time around is the fact that you have a little bit more leeway now in the league race, whereas maybe 3 or 4 years ago you look at being down three games in the loss column, as Princeton is now to Penn. You look at it and say, wow, you've really got your work cut out for you as far as getting back into the Ivy race. But now, because of the Ivy tournament, that's not necessarily the case. So the Tigers in that tie at the moment for third place with Brown and Columbia, and we'll see what they can do to kind of shift out of that and hopefully grab a couple of wins this weekend. Action begins for them on Friday at 7 o'clock. Against Harvard at Levitis Pavilion. Of course, the Tigers have struggled mightily over the years winning at Harvard, but the huge win last year, keyed by the late bucket by Stephen Cook to give the Tigers a win. And, of course, when you look at that Harvard-Dartmouth trip, so many people now over the last 6, 7 years since Harvard has really hit their stride, they look at that Harvard game and then the Dartmouth game whenever that comes, you know, that's the trickier part of the schedule, because you're either coming off of an intense game against Harvard and you have to rebuild that energy, or in a lot of cases, not necessarily the players or the coaches, but the fans kind of look ahead if it's the other way around. So this time around, it's Friday night action against Harvard, and we'll see what the Tigers have in the tank after a very challenging week of basketball. What we'll do right now is take a quick break, but when we come back, it'll be time to hear from the Director of Basketball Operations, Chris Mongelia, right here on the Mitch Henderson Show from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. We'll have more headed your way in just a few moments right here on 920 Fox Sports Radio, The Jersey. Stay tuned.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Hey, Tiger fans. Come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with you for the Mitch Henderson Show. We will hear from the head coach of Princeton Tigers basketball in just a little bit. A reminder, when you join us each Tuesday from 6 until 7 here at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yuengling drafts are just $2. If you can't join us tonight, there's always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday brunch buffet. You'll really enjoy the selection, whether you have a taste for something sweet or savory or both. You'll find more details at princeton.winberrys.com. It is time to welcome in our first guest of the evening, Chris Mongilia, the Director of Basketball Operations. Chris, how are you, sir?
Good, Derek. How are you?
Outstanding. And it's been a busy time for you over the last few days. The Tigers have been very busy with the back-to-back games against Yale and Brown, and then also last night against Penn. It's obviously been a tough stretch here for the Tigers, 1-2 over the last few games. What's the mood of the team right now, in your view, from what you've seen?
I think the guys are handling it well. You know, like you said, it's been a tough stretch for us, two losses in a row. But our spirits are high. I think the fact that we have 5 games in 9 days is really helping us out, that you don't have to wait in Ivy League. Sometimes you have to wait 7 days to play another game. But we're excited to get back after it on Friday. Harvard's always a big game for us, and we're looking forward to making the trip.
This, as a part of your job, is an interesting run because you have to kind of balance 5 games in 9 days, home stuff and away. What's that been like for you? We got a little glimpse of your job on this week's edition of Hard Cuts, and Coach Henderson said, yes, you are the director of basketball operations, but you handle about 8,000 other things. I mean, you're focused on what you're looking at on the floor, but also behind the scenes to make sure everything goes off accordingly.
Right. I think I've been well prepared with some of the trips we've had in the past. We went to Italy 2 months after I got the job. We went to Hawaii 6 months after I got the job. This year we had Hawaii again, California. So this is kind of easy at this point to get all this stuff together. It's been a good transition for me. And I think the 5 games in 9 days would be a lot harder if we were on the road for all 5 of them. Being at home is always, you know, a good thing, sleeping in your own bed. not bumping from hotel to hotel and whatnot. But, yeah, we're handling it well. And, like I said, we're excited to get up to Harvard on Friday.
The overnight trips back-to-back in the Ivy League are always a challenge because it's a different feel altogether. What's it like trying to plan those type of trips where you're going from one town right to the next in short order and trying to make sure everybody is on point as they get ready for the Saturday game in particular?
Yeah, I think doing your work early is probably what I've done. Mondays and Tuesdays are kind of big days for me just to get my work out of the way as far as, you know, what the travel is. And then as we get into scouts more on Wednesday and Thursday is when I get more towards basketball. So getting my work done early is definitely a big help for us and keeping everything on the same page.
Being a part of this program is something that you take a lot of pride in. How did you end up landing at Princeton?
I don't think you have a long enough time to hear that story. The short version is started out just coaching in high school. Got really passionate about the sport. Started working camps all over the place, making connections. Brett McConnell was our assistant coach here, and I had a relationship with him just from coming to team camp, actually, with my high school team. And just stayed in touch with him and used him as a resource and worked my way up to a Division III job, then to a Division I job at St. Peter's. And kind of, you know, when there was staff movement, when Coach Earl went to Cornell and Donovan went with him, you know, I think I bothered Brett and Sky more than anyone in their life. Constantly blowing up their phone saying, like, hey, man, I'm ready. Like, whenever you guys want to give me an interview, like, I'm ready to go. And I remember I got the phone call from Brett and said, hey, man, like, we're going to promote Sky and our ops position is going to be open. And I just took it from there and put all my chips into the basket and went for it.
Well, since you've arrived, there's a lot of cool things that have really popped up with this program, this show being one of them, also what we'll talk about in a little bit, Hard Cuts. How about the profile of the program? And, you know, we always talk about the on-the-court product, but marketing and making sure people know about Princeton basketball and what a unique and dynamic situation it is to be a part of it. Talk to me about trying to get that message out there and how important that is.
Yeah, so interesting enough, when I was talking to Sky prior to getting the job here, I was like, oh, I do, you know, the same thing at St. Peter's. And Sky was like, dude, you have no idea, like, what goes on here, all the alumni that we have, all the different things that we're trying to do. And he was right. I think it's really important to do social media nowadays for recruiting, for fans, keep them, you know, as in touch with us as most as possible. I work really closely with our managers. They help us out a lot just because we don't have a social media team like some of these high major programs. So we constantly meet and talk about, you know, what can we do for social media? How can we have a radio show? How can we do a, you know, mini series documentary on our guys just to get our guys out there? I think a lot of times, like, people from back home always say to me, like, oh, wow, Princeton, like, you know, your players must be nerds. And I'm like, these guys are normal. You know, they're just like me when I was growing up. And if we can get them in front of the camera and tell our story a little bit, I think that's only going to help us in recruiting and help our fans get to know them a little better.
What's been the most rewarding part of your job?
The most rewarding part of my job is probably the relationships that I get to form. I think especially with our players, but for the most part, like, I love traveling on the road. Mm-hmm. Sitting across from you right now reminds me of Hawaii, where we sat there and talked about, you know, how you got into radio and learning stories about you and other people. I think that's really cool. I enjoy getting to know our players really well. I enjoy getting to know all the people in Jadwin in Princeton Athletics. You know, everyone has a unique story. Everyone has their own path. I think that's the most important part of my job is just, you know, director of basketball operations, like Coach Henderson said, and Hard Cuts is just, it's a huge umbrella. And getting to form relationships with people in Princeton Athletics is really important to me and important to Coach Henderson.
You mentioned Hawaii. Two straight years the program has been in Hawaii. That's never happened before. What was it like planning and preparing? And how do you compare and contrast both trips?
Yeah, I gladly prepared all of those trips. I had never been to Hawaii before. And to go 2 years in a row is just, it's surreal and it was great. I really think Italy really prepared me. Like, I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I planned the Italy trip. just all the logistics of timing and when's this bus picking us up, when's that meal going to happen. So all that stuff, it kind of just, once you do it and once you learn how to do something, you just get better every time you do it. That's just the way I kind of approach my job here. All the things I did last year, I feel like I'm doing them a little bit better this year, and that's all I can, you know, every day when I wake up, that's all I'm trying to do, just get a little bit better than yesterday.
Well, that is certainly happening as the Tigers. It's been great seeing you be a part of this program and what you've brought to the table. And one of the things that you've added is hard cuts. And when we come back, we will hear from one of the other big-time influences behind hard cuts, John Bullis. When we come back right here on the Mitch Henderson Show, this is 920 AM Fox Sports Radio, The Jersey. We'll have more from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar right after this.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then... touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
And now more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
For more than 30 years and counting, Winbury's Restaurant and Bar has been a Princeton favorite. The menu features traditional American fare, so there's something for everyone in the family. And don't miss Winbury's happy hour and late-night food offerings. Located in Palmer Square, across from the campus, there's a reason Winbury's has become Princeton's neighborhood restaurant. Check them out at princeton.winbury's.com. Back here on the Mitch Henderson Show at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, Derek Jones, joined by Chris Mongelia, and now one of the members of the Princeton Athletic Communications Office, John Bullis. John, welcome, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
It's great to have you here, and one of the things that we want to talk about, hard cuts. Hard cuts, for those who are listening who don't know, is a mini documentary on Princeton basketball. Talk to me about how that came about and the idea and how it's been developed.
Well, I think the idea came about from, you know, some of our administration and dealing with Monj coming in and wanting to push the program towards kind of new evolution of social media and quick hits recruiting and all the different things. Kind of came across the idea to do something along the lines of a series of some sort. I mean, we kind of met together and we had an idea, but the idea has evolved even through each episode, through kind of the portions that we've gone through or we've went through. It's evolved. But it kind of came in an inception, I think, by the men's coaching staff or the men's basketball coaching staff had an idea of what they wanted to do, kind of a vision of what they wanted their program to, you know, kind of be seen as this year from perspective of the fans, recruits, and alumni. And then next thing you know, they come to, you know, us down in communications where we help with all multimedia and video production stuff as well as their sports information. And we formulated this idea, and here we are with Hard Cuts, 17 episodes in, going in 17, I think.
I think 17, so. Yep.
How do you decide from show to show who is the focus? Some of them, it appears, you know, when you go to Hawaii, that's kind of easy.
Right. A lot of conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of debate.
A lot of text.
Yeah. I think John's the only person I allow to text me before 7 a.m.
He's the only person I allow to text me after 7. So it works out.
Yeah. I mean, we just sit and talk about how the year's going. We've tried to get everyone a little bit of airtime. Everyone up and down our bench, you know, every player we've tried to get involved a little bit. We've even got our managers involved. Each coach has had a little bit of a spotlight. We try to do some alumni stuff. So it's just trying to branch out and get everyone a little bit of, I guess, a little bit of press. But, yeah, I mean, if there was a Hard Cuts documentary on John and I's interaction, that would be must-see TV.
That could be, yeah. And I think what we're trying to do is branch things out, but you know, behind the program. It could be like we did one on Monch here last week or individual players, but also, like, I think we're going to have some stuff come up with some alum here soon. Even all the way down to, like, facilities and, like, what you know, our staff members in the athletic department do for setting up, like, a big game against Harvard. Or, you know, we just come up with different ideas based on kind of the feel, you know, of the team. A lot of things, facility, anything like that that looks, you know, good with the program and we can have a positive outlook. You know, we try to wrap up in a little series, and it's definitely taken an interesting turn, you know, for different things that we formulated in, take this out, modify this, or, you know, we shouldn't do this or we should do that. So it's been kind of interesting to see it kind of grow into what it is.
And this has been such a big last year or so for the program because of the run to the NCAA tournament, and it's got to be so important to kind of capitalize off of that, and this is a great opportunity to do that.
I think that definitely helped out a lot. We generated from our trip to Buffalo in the NCAA tournament last year some good publicity, some good stuff in recruiting. And like I said, we're just trying to get our guys out there, let people know who they are, show how they go day to day and all the stuff that goes into Princeton basketball. Every coach is really important. Every player is really important. So we were just trying to get everyone out there and touch every base.
John, is there any show that stands out as being – more fun than the others?
As far as episodes go?
Yes.
Traveling to California was a huge thing. I like that West Coast kind of mentality and surfing and being out there, which we got to do, Monge and a couple other administrators on our day off. We went surfing, but that was a big trip. I mean, going up to Cal Poly, so we flew into LAX, and you take a 3.5-hour drive up, we're there for less than 24 hours, get a big win, then drive back down, day off type thing. But we beat USC, and being there at USC in a really professional, like, environment as far as game entertainment, game value, like, the whole deal, I mean, it was just off the wall insane, and to beat them. And then I actually flew home for Christmas after that while the team continued to Hawaii. But that whole, like, California trip was an awesome episode to produce. That was really fun. But anytime where I can produce an episode and get to know the guys, it's kind of an interesting, like he said, interesting dynamic to showcase the guys. So when I'm behind camera not pushing the record button, I'm talking to them and getting to know them, just a little bit off-the-cuff conversation. And, like, they're normal kids, but they are super smart. And it's really cool just to hear their perspective on everything that you might not get from everybody else. Their perspective on, like, their schoolwork they're doing, or like a paper, or JP, or thesis, but then also just anything that's going on in general too. I mean, they're just really articulate, really, like, good kids. So it's kind of interesting to kind of get to know them on a different level.
Just,
you know,
to piggyback on that real quick, we were shooting with Devin yesterday, and we were up at Maddie Dining Hall, and we were just sitting there talking. The camera wasn't rolling, and we were just talking about Devin's JP, his junior paper.
The barbershop.
Yeah.
We were talking about his barbershop he goes to. It was interesting. It was cool.
All the stuff that these guys are doing outside of basketball is phenomenal, and it's special to be a part of that.
Well, it's unique because you don't get a chance to see guys in a different environment too much, and this gives us the opportunity to see the players you know, hanging out with the other players outside of a basketball environment. And that's been one of the really unique features. The one last week on Richmond Arirri Guzzo, and getting a chance to hear about his family and how he got to the States, I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what's interesting is one of the things that we battle with to kind of go with that is, like, how do we formulate such good stories? I mean, we don't have an entire Showtime HBO crew here. It's me, one-man band, working with Monge on content. But I'm producing, filming, editing, audio mixing, all that stuff. So we're trying to figure out a way. How do we condense that? How do we condense the, you know, Richmond and Franklin story, you know, where their father and parents were legitimate immigrants over to America and everything like that. Now you have two kids going to Princeton and some other family members, cousins, stuff, going to other Ivy League schools. I mean, we could have done a 30-minute documentary just on that. So one thing that's really evolved is trying to crunch it down into what we think is like 5 minutes or less that, you know, our broadcasts or kind of that our analytics are showing that the shorter the better, the social media stuff. And we're trying to crunch things down into short, small bits. And it's really hard to do. But I think, you know, with the rich content that we have with the team, makes it kind of easy to you know, have enough content to keep doing episode to episode. It's just trying to crunch down that nice story of trying to portray that in such a tight time constraint.
Now, this guy here is the subject of this week's show.
Yep.
Is there anything
yeah.
that you we learned about that. Him that you did not know after going through that?
This is dangerous.
Well, instantly, I think, no. But every single day, there's something that I learn about him, like something that I learn about him. It's kind of funny. I don't know how you would describe our relationship. One, I had no idea who you were before this. Two, we make a really good team, though, on a serious note. Like, and just like Mitch said, and you know, and coaches and does with the players, like, it's give take with us. Like, hey, John, I got this idea. I think we should do this. Well, here that, but our team, it's kind of an interesting dynamic. I mean, I've learned a lot how he works. We kind of align because we think a lot.
All of our guys love the Amir episode. They love that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you like the manager one too.
Yeah, I mean the manager. He
manages the manager, so I mean he's really close to them. They do a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when I was talking to some friends of mine who were talking about everything the managers do, they were like, "What? They have six managers or five managers?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's amazing. Like everything is taken care of, like food and all that, and everything. You know, so I think he's really close to the manager."
That one came right from me. I wanted. Me, everyone sees how much I do in the episode. Planning this, I'm planning that. They have Mikel on there talking about, you know, what it's like to travel, but I would get a whole lot less sleep if those guys weren't around to help me out. And we appreciate them, and that's just kind of what we were doing here with the episodes every time. Like, just appreciate people that are helping us out, that are shining our program in a good light. So I guess the manager episode is probably my favorite one.
I mean, one every week. And then we still have to go through February and March. I'm trying to think about what episodes I've done.
Yeah,
the mirror one. I mean, that was the first one. Was right?
Second one.
Going up to East Brunswick with the mirror. Just the way we did that and went back to his school. I like the Sky one, too. Going back to Princeton High School with Sky
cool.
Etten.
That was a couple.
Seeing some guys' career and everything. Like, I mean, it's just kind of a small around here. Like, even going up to East Brunswick with Ramir. Close to him and his teacher and principal. I mean, it was kind of a interesting episode because you were like, all right, we're all set to go to East Brunswick. And I'm like, all right, what are we doing? And he goes, well, we might see a teacher or something. Next thing you know, we walk in, principal knows Amir's name. The
Superintendent was there.
Yep. Was there, knew Amir. Like, oh, the security guards, coaches, like, so it was pretty special doing, I like that episode.
Yeah. We went to visit his teacher, and she was almost crying.
That was pretty cool to see, and it's always great to see them kind of go back to their roots and experience kind of the deja vu of being back in that moment again.
Yep. Right.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me here on the show, and it's great having you, and we'll see you down the road.
Keep watching Hard Cuts. Yeah. Everybody keep checking in every Tuesday. We release a new one. And
where can they go to find Hard Cuts?
We can go a number of places. We can go to Princeton Basketball social media. We can go to GoPrincetonTigers.com. Check there. Our YouTube channel. Check there. Instagram. Twitter.
It's also populated
Facebook,
on ESPN, too,
ESPN.com/men's college basketball.
Yep. You'll find it on there.
You'll find it on there. Usually it's on the top. Pretty good. So,
John Bullis and Chris Mongelia, gentlemen, thank you very much. We will take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time to hear from the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, right here on the Mitch Henderson Show on the Jersey 920 Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned. More headed your way right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up! Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones joined by the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thank you.
And let's get to it with the game last night with Princeton and Penn. 82-65 win for Penn. And the start of the game, we've talked about over the last few weeks the importance of the start of these games, and the Tigers fell behind early, and that kind of dictated things a little bit from that point on.
Yeah, you know, we just had a video session where we watched, you know, thank goodness. You know, I always say you don't really breathe normally until you have practice and you mm-hmm. see each other again. So we just finished practice and so ran up here. And we had we were bad in a lot of ways. And I always give credit to the other team, but we have to get a really poor start. And you know, down 11-0, and you're just like, you know, it's the best gut punch of all time, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, it's cringeworthy. You know, just even the score as you said it, I was like, oh, My Bill Cromartie used to say, "How you doing?" You'd be like, "I've been better and I've been worse." It's sort of a way of getting you out of your own head. But we weren't sharp last night, but I'm a buyer of the team, and I know we can get better.
You look at the last two games here in particular against Penn, and it just seems like getting the lead has been such a challenge because of Penn's style and how the games have played out. You got it to 31-30. You had that lead, but you just weren't able to stabilize it. What were they doing? It looked like every time you had an answer, they countered with a couple of answers.
Yeah, in both games, they were successful inside. And, you know, that's caused us a lot of trouble. You know, we are not at full strength, really, in the middle, but we're improving. And I thought there were times when we guarded them very well and times when we were really bad, and they had a lot to do with that. And then in transition, we were sloppy. So, you know, we gave up so many easy hoops to them, and that then that starts to mess with your offense, and then the shots that you take on the offensive end mess with your defensive approach. And we had, I thought, a really productive session today where the guys actually led us through it, and I thought that was a really big moment for us. We have some really great leaders, but they often, you know, they're not the vocal kind, and today vocal. And I think we're going to learn a lot from the game. Not the kind of – both games, you know, unfortunately have been great learning experiences for us. Not the kind you want. But this is, I think, going to straighten us out.
Sometimes you hear people ask, like, oh, is it fatigue? Or the guy's tired from the last few days? Do you think that's overblown? Is it maybe mental fatigue more so than physical when you have a stretch like this?
You know, the shoe is on the definitely on the other foot. So a year ago, we went down there, I think 4-0 or 5-0. And, you know, this year they came up. And I thought last year we had Pop, and this year they had the Pop. And, you know, it's their first game on the road in the league, and now we both go on the road for a long trip. So I thought that they looked very, very focused at the task at hand, whereas we were – maybe a little surprised to be down at home and no good place to be in. And, you know, we've underestimated that, you know, we're getting everybody's best shot, and it's a really good dose for us, and I think we're going to respond in the right way.
And you look at what's coming up here for the Tigers with the Harvard-Dartmouth trip. Harvard has been really a strange team in the sense this year because they haven't really been what we saw, what they were at the end of last year, in part because of the Bryce Aiken injury. How do you see them here heading into Friday?
Dangerous. Mm. Very talented. You know, I was talking to somebody today. They're like, how'd they lose at Columbia? I'm like, well, you know, they're like the youngest team in the country. You know, it's hard to win on the road. But they're very good. And Tommy has them playing defense. They're guarding. And, you know, you mentioned the team from a year ago. You know, you got to remember Siani Chambers.
Yes.
While maybe not being 100% was such an experienced point guard, and he put people in positions of success. And so, you know, it's a team that's growing, and I think they're going to, like a lot of it, like Penn, you know, they're a much different team than they were a month ago, and we want to be that in a month. And I always tell the guys, like, you want to be walking out of practice and it's still sunny out. You know, when you're still playing, you know you had a good year. So we want to be playing basketball, and in order to do that, you got to be making your move right now.
How do you assess the league race as a whole right now? And not even necessarily because of what's happened to the Tigers the last couple of games, but it just seems like everybody is kind of close in terms of skill level. The league is really tight this year. You look at third place down, there's a one-game spread between the third spot and the seventh. It looks like the league is really condensed this year, talent-wise.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be – the league's going to be defined by who's successful on the road. These next 2 weekends, I mean, we're going to – you got 4 games in the books. I think that the only team that's not putting any freshmen on the floor for real significant minutes is Penn. Mm-hmm. And I think it shows. They're, I think, the most – not only the most solid team, but they're playing the best team basketball. And the rest of us have you know, got some holes to fill, and we're figuring those things out. I think the league's very talented, and you're right, very even. And you know, it's also different for us. You know, we haven't seen a lot of adversity, and you know, we're I'm welcoming it. You know, you sort of look at it, these things positively. So, Harvard Dartmouth weekend for us, you know, it's what an opportunity.
And that place has been a tough place over the years for the Tigers. However, you got the win last year against a good Harvard team. How do you, what do you remember from that game, and how do you kind of replicate that experience, if you can, to draw from heading into Friday?
Well, what I know at this point is that we're totally different than we were a year ago, and we have some similar faces, but we're very different. And what I remember from last year's game is what I remember from the game 2 years ago, which is, you know, we went there with, you know, a tie with Yale, and it cost us the league. And that really largely defined that group's approach going into the next season and their approach at Harvard. And this group has to find their own identity. And I think right now we've been kicked a little bit, so we've got to find it, number one. Number two, we've got to guard. You know, I don't care what we decide to do, however we're feeling or our approach going away, we got to guard. We got to guard consistently well, and then we got to guard in the toughest of moments, late shot clock, end of the game, beginning of the game. That's got to be our thing.
And that's certainly, you look at the last couple of games in particular, that's been a struggle for the Tigers. How do you get the guys back in sync to prevent that from happening again?
I don't know. I guess I should never say I don't know. I do. I said to the team, I don't have all the answers. Mm-hmm. And if I did, I'd give it to them. But I don't know if that'd be right. Coach Carrillo always says, like, he used to say, I'm right 85% of the time. Right, and I think his point was that, you know, if you sound like you're right and you always think you're right, you know, maybe you're a blowhard. But I do know this, that as long as they're really committed to that part of the game, and they're connected to each other on a string defensively, and I keep talking about it, then at some point it has to ring true, or they're tuning me out, and that wouldn't be good, you know.
Right.
So. I do know that the best defensive team in this league generally has the most success, and we want it to be us.
We will step out and take a quick break and talk a little bit more about Princeton coming up this weekend against Harvard and Dartmouth, and more about the Ivy League right here on the Mitch Henderson Show as we wrap things up here from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in just a little bit. This is Fox Sports Radio 920 The Jersey. We'll have more headed your way.
Over 30 years ago, Princeton alum John W. Rogers Jr. founded Ariel Investments, a money management firm that offers mutual funds and separately managed accounts for individuals and institutional investors. John built his firm on patience, focus, and independent thinking, values he learned at Princeton under the leadership of Hall of Fame coach Pete Carril. Find out how you can benefit from Ariel's patient approach to investing by visiting arielinvestments.com or calling one of their investment specialists at 1-800-29-ARIEL.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbara Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Derek Jones with the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, right here on the Mitch Henderson Show. We'll be with you each and every Tuesday night as the Tigers get set for a big weekend of action. Harvard and Dartmouth on the road, 6 of the next 8 on the road for the Tigers. And we talked about Harvard. Dartmouth is an interesting team because they lost Evan Boudreaux, who transferred out to Xavier, and now they're a lot different of a team. Have you had a chance to take a look at them yet, and how do you assess them heading into Saturday?
Yeah, so we watch generally, you know, this is a weird week because we're a game behind, or kind of a day behind, but we watched a lot of Dartmouth stuff today and went over to Dartmouth. And you're right, you know, Boudreaux hasn't played with them this season, so they've had a lot of opportunities, 19 games to get acclimated to each other. They're you know, their record doesn't show it, but they've lost all their games in the league. They've been right there to win all of them, mm-hmm. including being up 2 against Harvard with 3 seconds left, up against Cornell by 5 or 4 with 35 seconds left. I mean, they've been in every game. So it's one of the scariest games you can possibly imagine as a coach. Miles Wright can really put the ball in the basket. They have a kid, Johnson, who's playing well with confidence, and the kid from Jersey named Brendan Berry, who can put it on the floor. They're really, what they're doing is they're looking for the big kid inside, Emery. So, and you know, you look at these games and you prepare for them on a, you know, on a Wednesday. But I think our weekend, and I said this earlier in the segment, is going to be about defending.
You mentioned in that last segment about the success so far of the home teams. It seems like the road teams have struggled a little bit more this year in the league than what we've seen previously. What do you chalk that up to? Is it the experience factor you mentioned earlier?
Well, you have to have groups, teams that have done it, have been there and done it. And we have Amir Miles and Devin who have played significant minutes on the road. And I was talking with Devin today, and I said, you got to show us the way, man. Like, we're going to have – there's going to be a moment in each of those games where maybe you're not playing well or we're not playing well, but let's figure out a way. I mean, I remember distinctly we were down pretty big to Harvard last year early in the game, and Spencer came down and just made a couple senior-type shots. Against Dartmouth, he sort of just put his shoulder into somebody and finished a layup. We were down that whole game. So, you know, that's what older guys do for you, and they've got to show you the way. And they generally do that by just having been there before. So, yes, I think it's all about having been there before.
And you look at this coming weekend and a lot of the talented players that will be there. One of the things that people approach me about after both games this weekend was the fact that, man, the Ivy League is really talented with the number of great players that are in this league. How about the number, especially the young players? I mean, look at the freshmen and sophomores that have contributed for the Tigers and for many of the other teams around the league. It really seems like the league is in a good position talent-wise.
Yeah, absolutely, Derek. And there's two things. The first, most of these guys are playing almost their whole adult, you know, excuse me, their developmental AAU, what we would call the youth basketball summer league. They're playing against on these high-level travel teams. So there's not really a distinction. There is some distinction of the highest-level teams. But these guys are playing against the very best players all the time. So they're going through the warm-ups in whatever, you know, sort of level you're looking at. And they know everybody. Everybody knows everybody else. So there's no intimidation factor, I think, of a freshman that comes into a league because they've played against good players. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, it's not a well-kept secret anymore that there's talented players in the league. The coaches have known it forever. And I think it's smart, like – you know, you mentioned, we haven't talked about it, but Desmond Cambridge, you know, that was incredible. And, gosh, I won't ever forget it, unfortunately, but that was one of the most incredible basketball performances I've ever seen. And I think for a freshman to have that kind of confidence goes a lot to what Mike's doing, Mike Martin, Brown. But also, it says a lot to the league. I mean, it's great for the league. And you're right, it is really difficult to prepare when you're going through the league and you're seeing some freshmen for the first time you haven't seen. And they require a great deal of preparation.
And you mentioned Desmond Cambridge. I mean, he had a spectacular shooting performance. We talked.
We have to keep talking about that.
Which
shot do you want to talk about?
the game ending shot.
It's a dagger right there.
Absolutely. I mean, there's two guys right there, and he basically turns and shoots.
Yeah,
He's
a righty that kind of turns over his over his left shoulder to make shots and. He's got great bounce, and he requires your best, and he was really feeling it, and he made big shots in that game. Hurt.
What do you think here about as we get ready to close out the show? A couple of keys here for the Tigers to be successful in the weekend.
Well, Friday night is take care of the ball, because Harvard plays a lot of pressure style defense. If you're giving them easy baskets in transition, you're really in a lot of trouble. And then throughout the whole weekend is guarding as a team. And then more specifically and kind of less to do with the X's and O's is just it should be really clear that we care so much about each other as a team. And one of my friends, a really good friend of mine, texted me today, said, if you're not thinking about your teammates and how you can make them better on every play, then you shouldn't be in the game. And, I don't know if I'd say it exactly the same way, but I thought it was a really good point. I think you can ooze that when you're playing, like by how fast you cut, how hard you move, how much you care. And that to rub off on everybody else.
Great way to certainly build that environment even more.
I'm glad we're going on the road. Don't love that we're where we are, but I'm glad we're going to be together on the road.
The Tigers will head to Cambridge, Massachusetts, coming up on Friday to take on the Harvard Crimson, and then Dartmouth on Saturday. Both games with 7 p.m. tip times. Coach, best of luck to you this weekend.
Thank you, Derek. Love being here at Wimberry's. Great atmosphere here tonight.
Fantastic as always, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, buddy.
We'll be here each and every Tuesday right here. Mitch Henry, each and every on. Have a good night, everybody.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Hey, Tiger fans, come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Meats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.